Till you are. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
You have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS? This is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Well, it's going to be Mount Holmes' ball to start this second half as they lead Farmington 26-21. The Lady Bombers will be moving left to right for these last two quarters.
They're going to need some of that same intensity here in the second half.
Yes, they are.
That's going to be the key.
Be interesting to see what kind of adjustments Farmington makes.
I mean, here's the adjustment Farmington's going to have. They got their two bigs coming back. They got went into early foul trouble, and now they're going to be back. Now, here's the deal. Them being back, and we're getting Witten Coleman back, who was in foul trouble.
Witten's right game,
she can come back in and immediately plug in. They've been sitting a whole two quarters. It's tough for an offensive player to come in and try to pick things right up.
Husky into the front court as we're back underway. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it to Yonkers on the right side. Yonkers drills up to the top, gives it to Moore on the left. Moore takes a screen from Coleman. Moore's going to dribble toward the lane, put up the turnaround jumper. No good, and Adams gets the rebound.
Good look at the rim. First offensive possession for Mountain Home.
Adams with it. She's going to dribble to the low block, go up for the runner. No good, but.
That is such a bad call. That's terrible.
Witten Coleman's called for
such
third,
a bad call.
Third personal foul. Team foul number one here in the third quarter against the Lady Bombers. So Marin Adams at the free throw line, where so far she is one of one with 13 points. We are 30 seconds into the second half. Marion Adams' first free throw hits the back of the iron and falls in. You're wondering what Brad Coleman thinks about it.
It's terrible. It is absolutely terrible.
Adams misses the second free throw.
It was a joke of a call is what it was.
And the rebound is controlled by Moore. 26-22, Lady Bombers up. Ball goes to Yonkers, and her pass is stolen by Shiree. She's quickly back the other way, going up for the runner. Good, and she draws the contact as well.
Wow.
Ree Shiree will go to the line for the and-one situation. They're going to get Jayla Yonkers with her second personal foul. Team foul number two here in the second quarter against Mountain Home.
Now, Brad, if that was a football game, that would have been pass interference.
That would have been pass interference. She ran
no
through
question.
Her to get the get the deal. But this is what Farmington does. They like to go on runs, right? Can Mountain Home limit the run? And on the other side, can we get a run to match or better the run they're going to have?
Shiree got the free throw. Back the other way. Yonkers can't get the layup. And now fouls. That's already four on Witten Coleman. She's not to come out of the game. That is her fourth personal foul. And already the third team foul here in the second quarter, in the third quarter against the Lady Bombers. So Coleman will take a seat as Bailey Rittenberg comes back in. Not the start you want right now if you're Mountain Home. Shiree into the front court. Gives it to Moss. Moss will throw it over to London on the right side. London gets a little distance between her and Yonkers. Now it goes back towards the low block, going in for the layup. Off the glass, no good.
Over the back.
Get her off her back.
The rebound is controlled
by. You gotta be kidding me.
Two rebounds by Brashears. She gets the second put back, and she draws a contact. And just like that, Farmington's on top.
Hey, well, she's going to have to charge her for the ride there because she was all over her back.
Yeah, Parker comes over here and says, what else do I do? I had her blocked out.
Yeah.
She pushed her out of the way to get the rebound and then calls the and one.
Anna McCarron picks up her second personal foul.
Yeah, team one call. Sorry, Matt.
Yeah. Sorry, team foul number four already against Mountain Home, and Brashears does get the free throw.
Now, one call can change the outcome of a half, or start of a half. Witten plays great defense on Adams. They bail her out with a call, and then they're on a run now.
Here's Moore with it. She's going to throw it to Husky in the left corner. She's going to try to get to the lead back with the three. Won't go. And the rebound controlled by Shirey. 28-26. Lady Cardinals up. 6:20 left in the third quarter. Back the other way. Shirey tries to go coast-to-coast for the layup. Can't get it to go. And the rebound's controlled by McCarn. Husky walks the ball into the front court. Full court man-to-man for Farmington.
There's still one possession in this game, even with a long, high run.
Wide open.
McCarn, she's going to go in for the layup. Good.
Where's the foul right there with Anna?
That's her first field goal of the day. She's got five on the day so far. And we've got our sixth tie of the day. Three lead changes so as well. 28 all our score. 5:50 left in the third quarter. Shirey will give it to Brashears. Now over on the right side, it goes to Moss. Up top to Shirey. She's going to throw a lob pass to Brashears for the layup. Good. Five on the day for Brashears, all here in the third quarter, and Farmington's back up 30-28. Less than 5.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Ball goes into the front court to McCarn. She'll give it to Moore, who's dribbling to the left corner. Out to McCarn. Now to Husky. Husky has it on the right wing. Takes dribbles toward the top, gives it to Moore. Moore will dribble toward the low block, going in for the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the line for a pair of free throws.
Personal foul, Farmington's number two, Maren Adams.
Maren Adams picks up her second personal foul. That's the first team foul against Farmington here in the third quarter. So with 5:10 left in the third quarter, it will be Lake and Moore at the free throw line. First shot is up and in. That's her first free throw of the day. And she gets the next one. We'll have our seventh tie of the day. Second free throw for Moore is up and will not go. And the rebound is knocked around, controlled by Shirey. So Farmington has the ball and keeps the lead. 30-29 our score. Ball goes to Adams. Now to Moss in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Husky. Well, she had a good look. She was just wide open.
Yeah, Mount Home got lost there.
Yeah. Husky into the front court. Dribbles up top. Now goes over to the left side. Throws it to McCarn near the low block. Now up top to Moore. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Anna McCarn. I'm sorry. Lake and Moore now in double figures with 11. 32-30, and that is our seventh lead change.
Walk!
Here is London with it on the left side. Now gives it to Brashears. She puts up the hook shot. It falls out. London gets off its rebound. She puts it back up and in. London with four on the day, and that is our fourth tie. That was actually our seventh tie. Four lead changes so far. Here's Yonkers with it. She's going to dribble to the low block, going in for the layup. No good, and the rebound controlled by London. London quickly back the other way. She's going
to.
They're going to call a blocking foul.
It's good effort, yeah. I think it's the right call.
On Bailey Rittenberg, and Jamira London will go to the line for two free throws.
I think that's the correct call.
That is Rittenberg's second personal foul. And actually, Farmington will be shooting free throws for the rest of this quarter.
I think Bailey made the right decision there, though. You try to plant those feet and draw that charge.
Right now she's going to get a layup, and you're making her earn at the line. She's already missed this first one here.
Yeah, already worth it.
Jayla Yonkers checks out of the game as she will be replaced by Ashlyn Estes, a 5'9" senior. London missed the first free throw. She's so far 0-3 from the free throw line. Second shot is up, rolls around, and falls in. So that is our fifth lead change as it's 33-32, Lady Cardinals up. Ball goes into the front court to Estes. She'll give it to Moore, who's going to dribble on the right side, pull up for the jumper, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Adams. She did a good job dribbling there to avoid the travel.
Yeah, the fans are wanting to walk. That wasn't a walk.
Typically it will be, but not. She did a good job playing that.
Shirey's three-pointer
in over
and out.
Get her over back.
And the rebound is controlled by Rittenberg.
She's getting hammered.
She'll be okay, there's the foul there. The foul is on Reese Shirey. That is her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Cardinals here in the third quarter.
Quick whistles on Mountain Home's end. Down here when we're down there, they're swallowing that whistle a little bit.
Inbound pass goes to Husky. She'll walk it across the timeline. Husky will dribble toward the right side. Throws it across court to Rittenberg near the left corner. She's going to dribble toward the elbow. Kicks out to Moore. Now she's going to pull up for the jumper on the left side. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Adams. 3:10 left to play in the third quarter. Ball goes to Shirey. She almost lost handle of it, but is able to corral it. Now gives it to Adams. Down to Brashears on the low block. She puts up the turnaround jumper. Good.
Nice little hook shot there. That's what Brashears can do right there. She can hit, beat you. She don't have to do it every time.
She got seven on the day, and Rashari steals the pass. She's going in for the layup. No good. And McCarron gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. 35-32, Lady Cardinals up. 2:42 left in the third quarter. Ball's knocked away, and scrambled for it, and it's stolen by Moss. She is quickly back the other way with it. Now she has her pocket pick, and now scramble for the loose ball, and Adams is going to pick it up in the right corner. Ball goes down to London, but she loses the handle of the ball, and Mountain comes up with a steal.
Good hustle by the Bombers there.
Yeah, good hustle, getting hands on balls and making it a little sloppy right there.
Yeah. Moore now taking her time into the front court. She'll take the screen from McCarron. Thought about three. Now she'll give it to McCarron, who goes into the lane, going in for the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 2:06 left in the third quarter.
That's how you draw it up right there, feet in the post. Let her take that drop step and draw that foul.
Hey, Coach Johnson from Farmington's wanting an extra step.
That's Zoe Brashears' third personal foul, team foul number three. And before the free throws are shot, Mount Home's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 2:06 left to play in the third quarter. It is Farmington leading Mount Home 35-32. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
As a small business owner, you know how important it is to find ways to save time and money. At FNBC, we offer a range of services and solutions to help you streamline your business operations and increase your bottom line. Let us help you find efficiencies so you can focus on what you do best, growing your business. Give FNBC's Business Deposit Solutions team a call today at 870-257-1833 to get started. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mountain Home taking the timeout with 2:06 left to play in the third quarter as they trail right now, currently trail Farmington 35-32. But Anna McCarron's going to the line for a pair of free throws. So far, she is 3 of 4 from the charity stripe with 5 points. McCarron's first free throw is up and good. She's looking a lot better from the line today right now.
Yeah, she's shooting the ball well.
Well, free throw from McCarron. Second shot is up. No good. She gets 1 of 2 on this trip, and the rebound is controlled by Adams. So 35-32, Lady Cardinals up. About 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Ball goes over to Shirey on the right side. Down the low block, it goes to McCumber, who checked in during the timeout. So did Morgan Ewer. Now London has it. She'll give it to Shirey. Brashears and Moss took a seat during the timeout. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Shirey dribbling up to the top. It goes to McCumber on the low block. She puts up the turnaround jumper off the glass. No good. And a fight for the
over
rebound.
The back.
It
my
is
goodness.
Be out of bounds off of Rittenberg, they're going to say, and it's going to be Farmington keeping possession.
She's climbing up her back there, and I just don't understand why they're not calling the over the backs there.
It will be Shirey inbounding the ball, and the baseline gets into McCumber. She will look for the shot on the block.
Get it out.
Ball is blocked by McCarron. It goes out of bounds. It will be Farrington's ball with 1:27 left in the third.
Anna McCarron has that look on her face. She's taking this game personal right now.
You need to teach her that Kimbe Mutombo. No.
Walk.
Adams takes the inbound pass, goes in for the left, gets the basket, and draws a foul. Marin Adams will go to the line for the old-fashioned three. Bailey Rittenberg picks up her third personal foul. Again, Farrington already in the bonus. Adams' free throw is up and good.
Need to finish this half strong if you're the Lady Bombers. Can't let this game get too far out of reach. Let's get this thing in the fourth quarter where we can handle and have a chance.
Adams with 17 right now. 38-33, Lady Cardinals up. 1:16 left in the third. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Shari. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home. It will be Mountain Home inbounding on the far sideline with 1:14 left. Ashlyn Ness is checking out the game as Jayla Yonkers comes back in. Inbound pass goes to Husky. Over to Moore. Moore's going to dribble, pull up for the runner on the left side. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Ewer.
Yeah, Lakin's had several of those runners right there that just fallen for her.
And threw it away.
And back the other way, Farrington's going to commit the unforced turnover as a couple teammates bumped into each other as the ball was sailed their way. 58.8 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It is a five-point Farmington advantage. Ball goes to Moore. Gets it into the front court. Up to Rittenberg.
Kick it one more.
Tries to throw it to Yonkers. Ball knocked away.
How many fouls you going to watch?
It's stolen by Farrington, but then Mount Home steals it right back. 41.
How many fouls you going to watch?
Ball goes to Moore. Moore will dribble on the left side. Gets there to Rittenberg. Up top to Yonkers. Yonkers will dribble to the left side. Now Moore has it. She's going to pull up for the long three. Put it! Lakin Moore with 14 on the day. 38-36, Farmington up. Here is Shirey with it. Shot clock is off, so the Lady Cardinals can hold for the last shot of the
need
period.
Need to stop right here. Keep this one possession going into this fourth quarter.
Ewer with it on the right side. Up top to Adams. Over to London. Now a foul away from the ball. They're going to call Mountain Home.
Yeah, they're going to be shooting free throws.
Yep. Anna McCarn picks up her third personal foul. So it will be a two-shot opportunity with 9.9 seconds left to play in the third quarter. So I don't know.
30, I believe McCumber probably going to the line.
Yep, you're right. It is McCumber.
I know I am, Matt.
Every once in a while.
Now her and Anna were jockeying down low for position, and so that's the one. I was hoping one would go to the line. She's been struggling.
Yes, she has. This is McCumber's first trip to the line today. First shot is up and in. One more to shoot for McCumber. Second shot is up, and she gets both. Back to a two-possession lead for Farmington. 9.9 left in the third quarter.
They're in a man press.
Inbound pass knocked away by Farmington, by McCumber. It will be Antonoma inbounding on the far sideline. That took Took 6 tenths of a second off the clock. Inbound pass goes to Husky. Husky into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Gives it to Rittenberg. She fakes out her defender. She
goes
up for the three. Shot was blocked. And it will be the end of the third quarter. And a four-point lead for Farmington going into the final 8 minutes. Our score at the end of three. Farmington leading Mountain Home 40-36. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the